Hello, Rachel Papazzoni with the top stories this hour. Employers say the Fair Work Commission's decision to cut Sunday penalty rates in the hospitality, fast food and retail sectors will mean business growth and more jobs. Russell Zimmerman of the Australian Retailers Association says workers will benefit because more businesses will be able to open on Sundays. Current Sunday penalty rates will be cut by about 25%. The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse has heard there was a time when clergy thought they were untouchable. Five Catholic archbishops spent the afternoon in the witness box and will return for a full day tomorrow. Archbishop of Melbourne, Dennis Hart, said these days bishops are much more consultative and know what's going on in their diocese. The federal government is changing the way the managing director of Australia Post will be paid. Ahmed Fahour will resign in July in the wake of revelations he was paid $5.6 million last financial year. From now on, the salary and conditions of the Australia Post MD will be set by the Independent Remuneration Tribunal rather than the board. The playing future of West Tigers player Tim Simona is still unknown. Simona has been issued with a breach notice for allegedly placing small bets on a number of matches last season. The NRL boss says he hasn't ruled out the possibility of a life ban for Simona.